Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanas. This is episode 187, season 8. Today's date is December 27, 2022, and this is the last episode of 2022. And thank you for joining me today to end this year with this interesting episode. I will talk about the same thing I talked about last year at this time. The most popular post on my Vanished Chicagoland page is for 2022. And also my memories of watching the Marx Brothers on television on New Year's Eve on WGN-TV Channel 9 Chicago. So that episode was at 93, same time around last year. So if you want to listen, go back to the library or search that episode. If you'd like, please do. But I'll probably say the same thing that I did last year about the Marx Brothers. My memories of watching the movies, which are hilarious to this day. I really love them. They're one of my favorite comedy teams. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Hostess O's Donuts. And here's a commercial from 1974. I remember these donuts. And when I come back, I'll talk a little bit about that product and then start the show. Thank you, everyone.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
I'm looking. It's impossible.
Hostess has done the impossible, announcing new Hostess O's, the donut with flavored fillings all around. Now with new Hostess O's, you get filling in every bite. Have them at breakfast, coffee time, anytime.
How do they do it?
Delicious new Hostess O's, the donut with filling in every bite, raspberry and other great flavors.
How do they do it?
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Hostess O's Donuts. I remember this product. This came in raspberry flavor. As it said in the commercial, it came with other flavors. I don't recall seeing that. Maybe, I don't know, maybe jelly. I have no idea. I think I had it once. I think I did. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not a big fan of donuts with fruit in it. I like plain, you know, or chocolate's my favorite, but I don't want anything filling in except Bavarian cream. You know, I like that, like custard or like, for example, like a Long John or something like that, but not fruit. No. And this product was around until the 1980s. Then I don't know if they still make this. I doubt it. They have the other one, donuts. And it's the powdered sugar ones or the chocolate. Oh, they're good. I love those. I am a huge donut fan. I love them. But these days, I got to watch it. You know, I got to watch it. I mean, I'll have a donut maybe once in a while. Just one. Gotta watch cholesterol, you know, but it's one of my favorite breakfast treats. You can have it breakfast time, lunch time, anytime. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I said I was going to talk about the most popular posts of my Vanished Chicagoland Facebook page of 2022. I forgot to mention Facebook in the beginning. Apologize for that. Also, to talk about my memories of watching the Marx Brothers on TV, on WGN-TV Channel 9 in Chicago on New Year's Eve. I did an episode of that last year. It was episode 93. If you care to re-listen to it, please do. Before I get started, I'll talk something personal real quick. It's about my health. I received the new medication Wednesday or Thursday, and it's for Xtandi. That is a that will sort of it's like a it will kill the cancer in my body. That's what I'm, because I have a little spot on my 10th right rib. I've been taking it for almost a few days. I don't feel any crazy side effects. Maybe slight dizziness or I'm tired, but that happened in the beginning. But I don't know. I feel fine. My back is doesn't hurt as much, which is good. So I read some research on the internet. I don't know if it's true, but this takes a while for the PSA to decrease. They said it would take about 90 days to really take effect. So I'm not going to see the doctor until April 18th, my urologist. I went to see my regular doctor on the 20th, right after I did this podcast that last week. He says, "You're doing okay. Just take your medication." And I asked him, "Can I do a little exercise, you know, just to keep active? I haven't walked in a couple months because of winter." He says, "Yeah, please do. And I'll join the gym or a fitness center, maybe do some walking or go on the treadmill. We'll see what happens after the new year. I don't want to do it now." Like most people, we'll start the new year, but I'll look into it. If not, I'll go back to the mall and walk. I could do that. It's cheaper. It's just free. But we'll see what happens. But everything is fine. I'm doing okay. All right. So let's get started. Okay. I will do the countdown of the most popular posts on my Vanishing Goblin Facebook page. The past three episodes, I broke them down in 3 months, I think, 4 months, I think. Breaking four parts. And so I'm going to retell all of them. And then I didn't do December's last episode because December's almost over, but I will. So here we go. In January, this was the popular post of the month. It was about the television show Zoom that aired on PBS, network. Also in Chicago was WTTW TV channel 11. It aired like 6:30 in the evening. I remember that. I did a podcast episode about that. It was very popular. A lot of people loved the show and they remembered. And I liked the first two seasons. It was great. Others, there was a lot of cast changes. It was like a lot of turnover. And I said this before, one of the original cast members saw that on my page, and it was Joe. He goes, "Hi, I'm Joe." Just like he said on the show, and he says, "I love your page. Thank you for remembering." That was very sweet. Very nice what he did. You know, I'm not going to recite the, I'll just remember the zip code 02134. Remember that? So, and there was Fanny Doodle and Abba Dubby, the language. A lot of great memories of that. And okay, so February was the Brandon Iron restaurant. Brandon Iron, it is. It was the Bowling Alley. Was located on West 95th Street in Oaklawn, Illinois, west of Keeler, west of Pulaski. Famous for their ribs, their food. I think they had the Sundays, make your own Sunday, and of course the donut holes. Donuts again. Oh, I went a couple times. It was a wonderful restaurant. It's back in business. It's located in Bridgeview on Harlem Avenue at 71st Street. It's a little, I don't know. You know, when you headed north, I don't know how you entered in the, you know, to enter the going, I forgot. So I think there's a way. Yeah, I think you take 71st Street. I haven't tried it yet. I want to go there for lunch one day. I don't know if they still have the donut holes. From what I heard from people, Durbin's, that's that chain of pizzas on the south side, they do serve the donut holes. I don't know if they still do, but that's what I've been told. So that'd be kind of cool. You know, I've been to Durbin's twice, but I don't remember seeing the donuts. Okay. In March of this year was the 60th anniversary of Oak Brook Center in Oak Brook, Illinois, that opened, and Marshall Fields opened there as well. And a lot of people still miss this store, whether it's in Oak Brook or Chicago, Lake Forest, Evanston, Oak Park, they all miss that store very much because it's replaced by Macy's, but we're not going to go into that. But Oak Brook's still It's a fine place to shop. You know, there've been a few negative comments lately because they had a couple crime scenes there, you know, but that's everywhere, you know. But it's generally safe and it's a nice place, and they have wonderful restaurants. I've been there many times. You know, I visit Barnes and Noble's, the bookstore, and they have the Apple Store and all that. But you know, these are people who haven't lived there in years or have never lived there in their lives, and they say stuff like that. It is very annoying. Very, I see that every day on my groups and my pages. So just a bunch of gloomy gusses. Still a fine place to shop. It's great. Okay. In April, it's Carson Pirie Scott and Company. It's that store was at it opened in 1962 at the Randhurst Mall in Mount Prospect. And I posted a picture of that. People still miss Carson's. It's one of my favorite stores. I loved it. They had good products. You know, that was my mother's favorite store. She misses it to this day. She wish she would come back, but I don't think so. I heard it's online, and they were saying they were going to open another one, but I haven't heard anything. Nothing. That was about a few years ago. Zilch. So who knows? You know, we'll see what happens. Okay, in May, I have Dominic's Finer Food Story in the 70s. I posted a picture of that, how Dominic's looked in the 70s and 80s. And yeah, I told the story about Dominic's. I applied a job there. I didn't get it. My brother did. And they went out of business about 2015 or something like that, 2014, 20, around there. I don't remember the exact year. Still miss the steak, but we have Mariano's. We took it over like that. And other stores you want to shop. Whole Foods. What else? I can't think of anything. Pete's Market. All that. Those big supermarkets. There's another one. I can't remember what it was. Oh, Trader Joe's. Yeah. I went a couple of times. It's a weird store. I mean, it's like they have some nice, weird, strange products, good products. I don't know. There's something about it like that. It seems it feels cold in there. Okay, but I miss Dominic's very much. You know, like Heritage House. They had. Let's see what else. I remember. Yeah, that was their brand. I remember that commercials were on every year, you know, around Christmas time. That's great. They had a good bakery. I liked it. Okay. In June, I posted about the Martinique restaurant in Evergreen Park, Illinois. This place is sorely missed by everybody on the South Side. It was a great place to have weddings. You had, which was at the Drury Lane Theater next door. You had the theater, like dinner theater, that is. And I went once to a wedding. I had a wonderful time. The food was excellent. And it was there since the 50s, I imagine. They closed it at, I don't know, the 90s or 2000s. And then now it's a Walmart. Okay. So that's people still miss it that day. With that particular photo of it, it was. I think it was like the late 50s, and it was gorgeous, beautiful photo. You can check it out on my Facebook page if you like. Next up in July was a preview of the 60th anniversary of Family Classics, hosted by Frazier Thomas. And that was this past, that premiered September 14, 1962, on WGN TV Channel 9 in Chicago. I did a podcast. I wrote an article on my blog, Vanishing Online blog. I post, let's see what else. I did a video and I posted all the photos on Facebook. People, and a lot of people talk about their favorite movies from that show. And I did a podcast episode last week of the Christmas movies. The two that were shown mostly was the 1947 movie Miracle on 34th Street. You know, I haven't seen that movie in a long time. I watched it recently. Oh, it's beautiful. I want to watch it again. And also A Christmas Carol, the 1938 version, not the 1951. You know, they never showed that one until later, when Dean Richards started hosting it. They brought that one back. But the 1938 one, they showed that every year for years, and that's one of the best. I love that one. You know, not other Christmas movies, just those two. And I talked about that. Like I said, I talked about that before, last week. Okay. In August, I posted the Sears store in Orland Square Mall in Orland Park, Illinois. That opened in 1975. I believe the mall opened then. But the store opened in 1976. And it was there for a long, long time until Sears closed all their stores about maybe 4 or 5 years ago. They were planning to build a theater there. There was Orland Square Theater, which was off, not in the mall, it was outside. They tore that down, that's gone. I remember going there. But the plans fell through, and whoever decided to build it, he backed out of the deal. So that's a shame. You know, but they have theaters. They have the Marcus Theater way down the street on LaGrange Road. I've been there many times. It's nice. Beautiful stadium seats. I love going to the theater. I love watching a movie on TV, but I love going to the theater. It's a different experience, and it's beautiful. It really is. Yeah, it's a shame. Okay, September was Madigan's in the Yorktown Mall, in Lombard, Illinois. This photo, I found it in the Chicago Tribune. I clipped it and posted it, and people still remember this store to this day. They love that store. It had wonderful clothes, women's and men's ties. I don't know about shoes, dresses, suits. The first one was opened on West Madison Street and South Pulaski Road on the west side of Chicago. It was there for years, and then Then they expanded. There was one in Chicago Ridge Mall near my house. There was one in Radhurst Mall, I believe. And, of course, Yorktown. And people were, when they saw that, they were going crazy. You know, people loved shopping there. They worked there. They went with their friends. They bought a lot of things, you know, for Christmas, birthdays, you know, any occasion. So that's a shame. Okay, in October, I posted a photo of the Bob's Roller Coaster in Riverview Park, Illinois. Riverview Park Amusement Park in Chicago, Illinois. Excuse me. And it closed 55 years ago in October. I believe that's right. And it was a sad day because that's when it officially closed. So that was that was the last season of that amusement park. Then they dismantled everything. It went up to auction. All the things went up to auction. The carousel moved to Six Flags Great America in Atlanta, which I'd love to go see it one day. I really would. If I'm up to it, we'll see. Others went to Adventureland, the one located in Addison, Illinois. And a couple went to Wisconsin and some other states, some of the rides, you know. You can find memorabilia on eBay. Lots of them signs, or somebody posted a Kewpie doll rolled, but it was authentic. Yeah, it's kind of cool. And so a lot of people missed the rides to Bob's, all the roller coasters, the flying turns, parachutes, Aladdin's castle, you know, with the eyes rolling back and, you know, back and forth. They missed that place. That's one of my favorite subjects on Vanish Chicago and that I like talking about. But, you know, I've never been there in my life, and I wish I did, but I don't know. I wish I'd come back. I doubt it. Okay, and let's see. November was a menu sign from the Ponderosa Steakhouse. I don't know why this took off. I mean, it was a great restaurant. I like Bonanza better. I was in business, like the one at 81st and Cicero in Chicago near my house, my old house. And when I posted, it was numbered of the steaks, how you like, you know, type of steaks, and they show you how you want it cooked. Rare, medium, medium rare, well done. You know, it came with a baked potato, french fries, a salad, or that, I love that bread, that toasty bread. But people miss that plate. They like it. Most of the people love the steaks. Other people didn't care for it. Yeah, fine. Everyone has their opinion. Okay, and last, this is December. I didn't talk about that last time. It was a photo of the Chicago Loop on State Street at Christmas time. It was about late 50s, early 60s. I'm not sure about the date of that. It looked like around 59, 60. I could be wrong, but when I posted that on my social media accounts, the responses were phenomenal, and especially on Twitter, you know, people loved that. And also posted on Facebook. Again, we get the wonderful comments, the beautiful comments of their memories, also the negative comments because of what the city is now today. That is not what it's about. Excuse me. So I try to delete them, ignore them. They keep coming on and coming out. Like I said before, it's people who have not lived here for a long time or have never visited Chicago because they listen to the news. You know, and most information is wrong. It's misinformation. Yeah, we have crime. A lot of cities do. It's everywhere. You know, it's not just us. You know, it's just, it's, I think the media makes it more interesting like that. And just focus what's good now and what it was back then, because it's still beautiful. Some people like it. It has changed, but that's how it is. Things change. You have to accept them. What can you do? Okay. All right. So that's enough of the list for the most popular posts on Down Chicagoland. I'm going to take a quick break, and then I'll be right back. Thank you, everyone. Okay, I am back, everyone. So I went through the list of the top posts of Van Chicagoland. Very interesting list, I might say so. Like that. So I'm looking forward to the new year. I really am. It's going to be very interesting. Okay. Next up, I will talk about, like I talked about last year, is my memories of watching the Marx Brothers on TV. On WGN TV Channel 9 in Chicago on New Year's Eve. And this was a very wonderful tradition back in the 70s and I think early 80s. I loved it when I was a kid, and I look forward to this every New Year's Eve. I didn't go out much on New Year's Eve, you know, when I was a kid. I like staying home, and a tradition in our house was my mom, she made a vasilopita. That's like a New Year's Eve cake or bread. And we cut that at the stroke of midnight. And then there's a coin placed in it. Whoever got a coin, they got good luck for the rest of the year. I believe that's that. I forgot, really forgot. I'm a terrible Greek person. I really am. So I've got it a couple of times, you know, but I look forward to it. It's wonderful. And, you know, you say Happy New Year and all that, and it's great. But we watched the Marx Brothers movie. You know, but back then when I watched the movies, we didn't have the VCR or the DVR or streaming. We couldn't pause them. So I missed some of the couple of the movies. Not a couple, just one that was playing. And that's okay, because I used to see them all the time. I believe they showed them on Channel 7, probably in the late 60s or early 70s. I think they did that. Not much. But then on Channel 9, acquired the rights, and they started airing them, excuse me. And it was a big hit with Chicago. It was people loved it. They're not in the mood to go out, or they couldn't. They watched the movies, and they were entertained for hours, you know, until the middle of the night, or they fall asleep on their couch. And for me, I watched most of them all the way till like 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, like that. And then I would go to sleep. But it would start off about, I don't know, sometimes they started not at midnight, but they started earlier than that. Maybe 11, 10 or 11 they did that. I'm not sure. I don't remember the time. And they showed the most popular ones, of course. Like, for instance, they showed the A Night at the Opera. It's one of my favorites. Also, Duck Soup. That's a classic. I love that. And let's see what else. Horse Feathers. I don't know about Monkey Business. They did. I'm not sure. Either Monkey Business or Horse Feathers was. No, I think it's Monkey, but I'm not sure. I don't remember which one. That was, so they showed Night at the Opera, Duck Soup, also At the Circus, The Big Store, that's the one, Animal Crackers. They didn't show Animal Crackers much, but I think later on they did. So they showed maybe about three or four, starring the Marx Brothers, which is Groucho, Chico, Harpo, and Zeppo. I think he left after Duck Soup. He didn't star in the others. And the first movie was Coconuts. And I don't know if they showed Coconuts. I don't think so. They came out in 1929. You know, when I first watched it, it was a little rocky, you know, kind of like, but it was the beginning. But once you watch it many times, it had music, songs like that. When I was a kid, I didn't care for the songs, but they were fine now. And because it was based on a Broadway musical, and also Animal Crackers was, and that was released in 1930. But I loved Coconuts. That was a great movie. Like that, and that Monkey Business, Horse Feathers, Duck Soup, of course, and the other movies after Night in the Opera, which is still hilarious. Day at the Races, At the Circus, and there was Go West, you know, and A Night in Casablanca. The two movies they did not show during the marathon were Room Service, because it was released in another studio. Also, Love Happy, which was the last one all the Marx Brothers were together. I've seen it once. It's okay, but it's still funny. Like that. Night in Casablanca, a lot of people didn't care for it, but I love the movie. It's hilarious. Excuse me. And so it's The Big Store. It was like a musical, but it was set in a department store. But they had some funny scenes, and it's hilarious. And, you know, with Groucho with his put-downs and his jokes and the way he walks and his mustache and his eyebrows and with that cigar. That cigar never left him. And he's always teasing actress Margaret Dumont, you know, all the time. You know, she was a very uppity lady. But in real life, I heard she was a down to earth and, you know, loved to being funny. It didn't matter to her. And she was like the fourth Marx Brothers, according to Groucho. And then you have Chico with the Italian accent. Of course, he was Jewish. But, you know, and I remember one line Groucho said about a manila envelope, and Chico said, "No, I don't like manila. What other flavor you got?" Or like a Duck Soup with dollars taxes. Some people think it was corny. It's not. It's hilarious. I love the you got to listen what they say. You know, when you have to watch the movie and listen, you know, put your ear to those movies, and you can't stop laughing. You know, when Duck Soup was released in theaters, it didn't do well in the box office, and it was during the, and I don't know, it was kind of political in a way, but it became a cult classic in the 60s, and then it just took off, and it's still one of the most popular movies ever for the Marx Brothers, you know. And also, Night in the Opera had some very classic scenes. It had opera music, you know, very good. It had Kitty Carlisle. She sang beautifully. Alan Jones. And but those guys did a lot of classic acts, like for example with the contracts. There was a scene where Groucho and Chico were discussing a contract, you know, with Alan Jones' character, and they keep ripping it up and all that. And then at the end, the Groucho said, "That's a sanity clause." And Chico said, "There's no such thing as a sanity clause." I still love that. Anyway, I watched a movie. So I love watching the movies, and they stopped showing them on Channel 9 for a long time. They brought back, when Family Classics was brought back, hosted by Dean Richards, he brought back the Marx Brothers movies, you know, but at Christmas time, I think, or is it New Year's? I'm not sure. I don't remember, but it was nice watching that. Oh, that old comfortable feeling of watching those movies. That's precious. It really was. And it was uncut. You know, they had commercials. That's fine. And, well, Dean Richards would say some trivia, which is great. You know, there were a couple of things I didn't know, but I knew a lot of stuff about them. The Marx Brothers, that is. And it's still shown on TCM. So I don't know if it's scheduled on New Year's Eve. I checked. I doubt it. But they show them periodically, you know, all through the year. I have them on DVD. I haven't bought them on Blu-ray. Maybe someday I will. All of them are released. You know, all of them are. So I like the. Oh, I don't have Love Happy. I don't have that on DVD. I might get it. We'll see what happens. But the others are Room Service. Do I have Room Service? Yeah, I got Room Service. I got that. And Room Service, they used to show that movie on WLS TV Channel 7. Late at night, like Sundays, or like they had the movies after Nightline, and after that, they you know, they still showed movies late at night on Channel 7 for years. You know, they did that, they showed like an old movie. They haven't done that, hasn't been done like that. And they showed Room Service, and that started with Lucille Ball. And it's a great movie. It's funny. My favorite is when the turkey's flying all over the hotel room. Like that. But, you know, another tradition, New Year's Eve on Channel 7, they showed the movie musicals with Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire. And I watched a couple of them, but I like the Marx Brothers better, but that's beautiful. That is a beautiful tradition. They showed like three or four all through the night. I don't know. But now on TV they showed New Year's Eve celebrations, excuse me, and you know, from New York, you know, Dick Clark's, you know, he's been dead for so long, but the tradition continues. It's carried on. You do that on all the local channels of that, and so that's fine. But if you're in a mood for an old movie, turn on TCM. Or plop a DVD in your DVD player, or go to streaming. You know, see it on Netflix or any other, maybe Amazon. Maybe there's an old movie you want to watch. You know, I'm sure the Marx Brothers is on streaming. Probably, I would imagine, but you have to pay. You know, like that. So that was the tradition of New Year's Eve for me and most people, is watching the Marx Brothers on television. That's nice. And I remember the promos on television, they were coming up. Oh, I couldn't wait. I could not wait. Okay. So that's all for today's episode. This is the last episode of 2022. So I'll do a recap of what I talked about. I talk about the most popular posts on my Vanished Chicagoland Facebook page for 2022. Also, I talk about my memories of watching the Marx Brothers on television on New Year's Eve on WGN-TV Channel 9 in Chicago. Before I sign off, I want to make one thing. I want to mention one thing, another personal thing. I noticed there was a guy, a lot of people knew that I went to high school with. He passed away from cancer, and I never met him. But he was he was friends with a lot of people that I knew, and I was very surprised. And I didn't know he was sick. until about a month ago, they did a fundraiser for him. And I don't know what kind of cancer he had, but if I knew about it, I would have reached out and talked to him, you know, for support, you know, and advice, you know, but I didn't have the chance to do that, which is a shame. And when he passed away yesterday, a lot of people were devastated, you know, and his family, you know, my condolences to them. A lot of friends, he had a lot of friends, and he said he was a great guy. Funny, did a lot of goofy stuff. That's the type of friends a lot of people have, including myself. So that's sad. It really sad. He lived in my old neighborhood, and I posted a picture of his house. He posted that about 9 years ago in my Ashburn group on Facebook. So I reposted it and showed him that. And this is what he did. And he lived with his brothers and his parents. You know, it was one of the newer homes on 77th Street. So that's very sad. Indeed. Okay. So, episode 187 of Parish Common Stories, the podcast, is a wrap. And that's it. So, I will not do another podcast episode this weekend. It's New Year's Eve. I'm going to take it easy. I will probably do one week from today, and it'll be the first new one of 2023. I'm very excited. I think I have something in mind to talk about. So I will continue. Totally doing this. And I'm having a ball, even though I'm still nervous, you know, talking. I'm getting the hang of it, but it's more comfortable and more honest to you guys. Okay. So this is Pico Stanis, your host. Everyone have a wonderful, happy new year. You know, stay strong, be healthy, you know, and hope everything will be okay, you know, including myself. Okay, so bye-bye for me, and here's Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye-bye-bye. Take care, everyone. So long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.